Hey, stop moving so much, would you? Hey, excuse me, just what do you think you're doing, sweetheart? Getting up? Okay, but why? Sweetheart, it's only 2 a.m. What is downstairs that you so desperately need? You can't sleep? Okay, then how does going downstairs help with that? You know what? No. I think I actually have a cure for that. Here, come here. No. You're gonna stay here and cuddle with me, and I think it'll help you get back to bed nice and easy. Go on then. Get snuggled in nice and good, okay? No, I'm not letting go. Because if I do, then you are gonna go all the way downstairs and go get on your laptop, and you'll probably fuck around on Reddit until the sun comes up. Or worse, you'll work even more on that damn project that isn't due for another month. No, sweetie, you stay here with me. Hey, stop struggling, would you? No. I said no. You're staying here with me, damn it. Are you being so stubborn? Let you go? Or else? Or else what? You'll kick my ass. Oh, sweetheart. Those are bold words coming from someone as tiny as you. Besides, I've got you wrapped up completely. So, how, pray tell, are you going to kick me? No, shh. No. Ah, yes, you do give it a good attempt, but no. Stop your wiggling, all right? No, that's not gonna help you. You're gonna stay all wrapped up in my arms, no matter how hard you try. Sweetheart. You should just accept my love burrito of snuggles, okay? Ah, that's a good boy. Now, tell me what it was that woke you up. Come on, don't be shy. I mean, the Neko's in the love burrito, but the cat's out of the bag. You should tell me. Well, what is it? What's got you stressing so early in the morning? Stress from work? Okay, is this just, the usual stress, or did you accept another project? Despite me asking you specifically not to do that? Oh, jeez. No. You didn't, did you? Oh, you did. No, look, no, I don't give a shit about overtime. We're doing fine money-wise. Why are you accepting when... No, sweetie, you are already so overworked. Why are you accepting more projects? You, sweetie, you have to say no. No, I know that they rely on you a lot. I know, it's because you're the best in the team, but no, I understand. I know that it would collapse without you, but you cannot be expected to solo carry a company. Watch me. No, I'm not going to watch you. No, you will run yourself into the damn ground. No, and they are not worth that, sweetheart. No one is. No, no. Yes, you are strong, okay? Yes, but you are not a workhorse. No, no, they don't need you to do that. They want you to do that. And if you're willing, then they don't have to do the work themselves. No, no, none of this. No, listen to me, okay? None of this is fair to you. You've got to stand up for yourself, sweetheart. They're taking advantage of you. No, no, it would not collapse if you stopped working so hard. The others would have to do their fair share. And you know what? Even if they don't, then it's not your problem, sweetheart. It's management's. I mean, besides, it's... Oh, sweetie, it's not like they're gonna fire their hardest worker. Yes, yes, I know, sweetheart. I know you want to save the world, but, like, there's more to the world than just work. Like me, for instance, you know? No, come on. I know it stresses you to rely on others, but what's the worst that could happen, you know? Okay, so even if you do go back in and everything's on fire and you have to fix everything, then isn't that just a problem for the future you? I mean, the present you kinda needs sleep. I mean, how are you expected to save the world if you're a sleepy little kitten, you know? Oh, yes, you are my kitten. So small and sweet and lovable. With your huge fluffy ears and adorable little nose. The soft, shiny tail. You're absolutely the perfect neck owl. Now, shush, okay? I want to give you some loving and maybe it'll be enough that you can fall back asleep, okay? Yeah, here. Why don't you flip yourself over so you can face me? Yeah, there you go. Go on, arms around me now. Oh, that's a good boy. You know, I really do love it when we sleep like this. Close enough to feel each other's heartbeat. Oh, and you always smell so good. Now, let me give you some head scratches, okay? No. No, I know you love them. No. Don't neckos purr when they're happy? Oh, hey, shh. I said no talking. That's a good boy. That's it. You can squeeze me as tight as you like. Yeah. Now, I want you to take a deep breath, okay? There you go. You're doing so well. Yeah, just keep breathing for me. Nice and slow. Alright? You're so damn cute. Hey, you wanna know something cute that you do? When I lightly trail my fingers down your spine? You always, yeah, You always shiver just like that. Oh my goodness. You're just a big old pile of sweetness, aren't you? Oh, come on. It's adorable how you try to deny it. Oh, I don't like it. Please stop. You say that, but you meal so soft and so often whenever I give you any sort of physical affection. Oh, honey, I really don't get why you pretend to resist so much. Granted, I do love watching it. It's adorable, but it's sometimes a little frustrating. I guess sometimes I... Well, to be quite blunt, I wish you would just shut up and let me love you, you know? Honey, no. No, there's nothing wrong with being squishy and soft. It's one of the reasons why I love you so much. Do you know how frustrating it would be if you were your work self all the time? No. You know what I meant. You don't have to be your work self forever. I mean, one, you'll burn out, and two, you'd never get any time to recharge. What? No. Okay, how? How is there a wrong way to recharge? What does that even mean? No, honey, there is nothing wrong with needing physical affection. Especially when you've got a girl like me that is so willing to smother you. What? No. How does that make you weak? No. Wait, is that what this was all about? You pretend you don't like affection because you think it makes you weak? Wait, you take on so much at work so you can be strong? Oh, no, hun, no. Where would you even get an idea like that? Did someone at work say this to you? I'm gonna kill him. I think I'm actually gonna kill him. Yes, it's a big deal. They poisoned my little pumpkin with these stupid toxic thoughts. No, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get loud. No, hey, look at me. No, there is nothing wrong with you, with what you need, what you want, whatever the case may be. You, sweetheart, you are just you. You are the most wonderful Neko in the whole world. And don't you dare let anyone tell you otherwise, okay? And if they do, you come and you tell me, all right? Oh, hey, no, it's okay. There's no reason to cry. It's all right. No, hey, shh, hey, come on, no, you're okay. Hey, listen to me, listen, okay? You don't have to be strong right now. You're okay, and I'll be strong enough for the both of us. As long as you're in my arms, no one is going to hurt you, all right? Yeah. I'm here for you, morning, noon, and night, okay? What? Of course I'm here for you, and I always will be, and you'll always be my little kitten, okay? Yes, my sweet and soft, most adorable little kitten. And I love you very much. All right? No, I know you do. I know you do, sweetie. But go ahead. Give in to the sleepiness. Okay? Yeah. We can stay just like this for a little bit. I love you very much. And I wouldn't have you any other way. I promise.